Hello and welcome to this episode of the Magnetic Woman Show. I'm your host, Lauren Joyce, and today I want to talk about part three of the death and rebirth process, really focus on the rebirth and what I am putting out into the world after my massive death and rebirth. So as we've talked about over the last few episodes on the death and rebirth process, we as women on the path of the feminine, are constantly, consistently going through death and rebirth. And I think that because we've grown up inside of the patriarchy, and the patriarchy has been a thing for the last 5,000 years, there's this idea, this notion that if we just get to a certain point, then it'll be okay. If you just make this certain amount of money, if you just launch that next thing, if you just get to this level of success, if you just get the marriage or the house or the kids or whatever, then your life will be exactly how you want it and you'll feel worthy and enough and lovable and good and all of the things. When in reality, as feminine beings, we are constantly in a state of desire. Desire is what starts the death and rebirth process. Now, of course, there are desires that we have that don't put us into a death process. So, for example, if you're driving around and you're like, okay, I desire to find the perfect parking spot, you're probably not going to have a lot of beliefs, stories, energy that's blocking you from that parking spot, right? Especially if that's a practiced thing for you. But if you have a desire to pull in soulmate love, to, you know, to manifest, magnetize soulmate love, if you have a desire to quantum leap financially in your business or start a business or whatever, that starts the death and rebirth process. Because what has to die are the beliefs, the stories, the identities that are not aligned with you having that thing. So for example, if you want to start a business, what's going to have to die probably is like a fear of being seen. Or what's going to have to be shed are the beliefs around what it means to have a business. What that makes you, right? Because we all have fears around that. Excuse me, I just yawned. Obviously, I'm processing through some energy here as well as I talk about this. And so we've talked about, right, the being in the void, the death, the shedding, nervous system regulation tools like breath work. And when I look at my life over the last 6 months, especially, which was the most intense part of this death portal, again, I prolonged mine for probably a year and a half to 2 years in not leaving the relationship when I initially got the intuitive hit, not shedding things in my business when I knew it was time to shed them. And this is the thing that I really want you to remember and embody and lock into about the feminine. There is no perfection. There's no perfection. So the truth is that we are putting energy towards something all of the time. So I could sit here and put energy towards, oh, I should have, or this or that, or if I only I would have XYZ before, I would be in a different place now. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes those beliefs come up, not even beliefs. Sometimes those thoughts and stories come up where I'm like, oh God, if only when that red flag would have come up, if I would have left the relationship, then XYZ might be possible now. But that's not what I'm living, right? So I can put energy towards that, or I can put energy into forgiving myself, loving myself, accepting myself, and put energy into moving through and shedding the things that I am truly meant to shed. Right? So again, we're like oftentimes so caught up in this right, wrong, good, bad, black, white mentality that the patriarchy has given us. So it's like, oh, I stayed in a relationship too long. That's bad. Therefore, and then we create, I could create all these stories about it. And again, I have in the past. Or I can say, like, I am human. I'm human and I made that choice. And now I'm unwinding these stories that were created by being in that relationship. So the path of the feminine, there is no perfection and there is no arrival. This is something I've really been sitting with in terms of my business, in terms of my life in general. Like, I was in a space recently where I was like, I feel like I'm not fully in, right? I am not all the way in it with this new body of work that I'm bringing forward because I'm afraid that if I go all the way in, I won't get what I want, right? That's always our ultimate fear. If I go all the way in, I won't get what I want. I'll be disappointed and I'll be hurt. So what we do is we end up pre-disappointing ourselves, right? We end up blocking ourselves from what we want so we can feel predictable disappointment now instead of the potential of unpredictable disappointment in the future. And so I was like sitting with this and, you know, doing my own inner work around it. And I had this moment where it was like, you know, a come to goddess moment with myself where I'm like, Lauren, you're not fully getting what you want now. Why? So why not go all the way in? Right? If the fear of going all the way in with this new body of work is that you're not going to get what you want. Well, you're already not getting what you want now, so it won't be worse than this, right? And more than likely, it's going to be a lot better. So after I had that moment with myself, right, and I really started to look at, it's so funny that I think I haven't, quote, gone all in on this when this has been my life for the last decade. I was watching a TikTok the other day, and it was this man talking about manifestation. And I'd seen a video of his before, and I really liked it. And so I started following him. And then this next video comes up, and he's like, you know, talking about manifestation. He's like, I've been studying this for 5 years. And he said it with such authority and conviction. It took me a second for me to go, hold the fucking phone. And this is, again, like patriarchy, internalized misogyny. Here's this man who is positioning himself as an expert, which he is, right? 5 years is a long time to study something. Here's where the internalized misogyny comes in. I've been studying this for a decade, and the amount of like, well, me, but, well, I'm not fully an expert, or I'm not really like an industry leader because of this and this and this and this. But this man who's been studying manifestation for half the time I've been studying my body of work feels completely justified getting on the internet calling himself an industry leader and expert, right? And I'm not saying that he's not, but what I am saying is like, this is the thing with the feminine. Or this, I'm sorry, this is, scratch that. This is the thing with patriarchal conditioning and internalized misogyny, especially when it comes to the feminine, is seeing the feminine as less than. Right, they say that women will apply to jobs that they're like 90% qualified for, and men will apply to jobs that they're 65% qualified for. We've so deeply internalized this, I'm worth less than men in the masculine, that it bleeds out into every area of our life. So when it comes to rebirthing ourselves, the one of the most important things is being in sisterhood with other women that can reflect your brilliance back to you, that can hold you, and that can be there to cheer you on. Because everything in the world is going to tell you that you're wrong, that what you're birthing or who you're becoming is not enough or too much, is too this, is too that. And that's why sisterhood is vital. It's vital. And after, you know, ending my relationship and really beginning to, I used to call it decentering men, because that was the verbiage that I like heard, but it really, it's decentering the patriarchy. Which for me includes decentering men. What, or correction, decentering the patriarchy includes decentering men, but it also means decentering patriarchal values like production over rest, right? Pushing over integration. And so, especially after leaving, or ending my last relationship, I really saw the value of sisterhood. I'd always known the value of sisterhood, but I really leaned into it so much more deeply, not just to be supported, but to really nourish those relationships, right? And so when we're stepping into a rebirth, what is so important and so vital is sisterhood. The other thing that's so vital and so important are our pleasure practices and sacred feminine rituals. So the pleasure practices help us to regulate our nervous system, to quantum leap, to expand, and as does the sacred feminine rituals. But the sacred feminine rituals also ground us and connect us into our intuition and into our spiritual gifts. So when we are beginning to rebirth, there's going to be a time during the rebirth process. And I've never physically given birth. I don't have children, but those of you who are mothers who have physically given birth know this better than me. But there are times during a birth where you're like, I can't do this anymore. You hit the wall. You're just like, I have nothing left to give, and you have to surrender even more. And that, again, is happening during the death and rebirth process, during that underworld journey. We hit those moments of like, I cannot do this anymore. And notice I said moments plural. I cannot do this anymore. I have nothing left to give. I surrender it to And typically, on the other side of that surrender is when the rebirth happens. And again, because we are women on the path of the feminine, we are going to constantly be dying and rebirthing, dying and rebirthing, dying and rebirthing. Which is why, in my own rebirth, what I am creating, what I've created, what has launched as of last night, is something that has been on my heart for years. And it's the Embodied Feminine Leadership Academy. It is the mystery school for feminine power and leadership. So it's for women like us who are potent, powerful. Chances are you identify as a witch, a priestess, a mystic, a healer. You have certifications already, and you've probably also spent time deconditioning from other people's strategies, other people's structures. And yet, you have a desire to deepen your feminine, deepen your connection to your feminine, live more deeply from your feminine. And it's like you don't really want or need another certification program, but you do want something that is sacred, is potent, is full of sisterhood. And so that's what this is. This is like the modern mystery school that we never received. So it is not a certification program, but it is an initiatory container, meaning you will be initiated into your own unique magic, gifts, your full power, your body of work, that next evolution of who you are. And the tools and practices that you're going to learn over these 6 months, you can apply to your life from now until perpetuity. Because again, it's not a certification where you're doing the assignments and checking the boxes. This is a mystery school. This is giving you tools and practices to live your life from the motherfucking feminine. Okay. So here's the thing. There's only 12 spots available because this is like a magical coven. So it'll be 13 women, including me. We'll have spent 6 months together, and it's a mix of content, pre-recorded modules. We have a monthly Q&A and ritual call. Because it's such a small and intimate group, we'll be regularly connecting via Telegram, so like up to daily support and accountability. We have a 3-day retreat in motherfucking Rome, Italy, in the fall, because what better place to reclaim our feminine through pleasure than in the city with the seat of the motherfucking Catholic Church that basically fucked the feminine out of well, not actually fucked it. We're not supposed to be fucking as Catholics, which tried to wipe the feminine out. So it's going to be such a potent experience. So there's 12 spots for this live experience. And I am so clear and certain that like every single woman on the planet needs this needs this content, that I'm also offering a self-study digital course option. So what that means is every month when new content drops for the mastermind portion of the container, you will receive that content. There's no, well, actually, there's two Q&A calls over the 6 months for anybody who buys the digital course, but it's self-study, self-paced. So you'll get the content and you'll get the recordings of just the rituals, not the Q&As for the mastermind. And there will be two live Q&A calls for anybody that buys the digital course. Now, here's the thing. If you are listening to this podcast as it drops, so on April 17th, you have like 36 hours to get the digital course at 50% off. Okay. This again is the content that we never received as women. Like in ancient times, we all would have been going to mystery schools, learning from our elders, being, gathering monthly with the other women in our community to learn about ancient feminine wisdom and practices and healing and all of that. But that is not how we grew up. And so now here we are piecemealing this education together, but not anymore. That's what this container is. And as you step into this rebirth and all of the rebirths beyond, this content is going to be vital for you. This is what I wish I would have had 10 years ago. This is what I think every single woman on the planet needs. It is pleasure practices, sacred feminine rituals. It's about decentering the patriarchy, standing in your full expression, standing in your power. And it's going to help you rebirth not just yourself, but your own body of work, your next evolution. If you follow human design at all, or if you're into human design at all, I'm a 4-6 splenic manifester, which means my design, my energy, my aura is here to literally initiate. Just being in my presence is initiation for everyone. My energy, my aura is here to literally catalyze you. And, I think for a long time, or not a long time, but recently within the online space, there was a lot of talk about people can't say that, just pay to be in my energy. And that's not what you're doing because you're getting so much fucking content. And again, all of the information that you never received about the feminine. And there is something so potent about just being in my energy as a manifester who was built to initiate and catalyze you into your greatness. That is the whole point of my energy type. And so you'll get to take advantage of that even when you buy the digital course. I have energetically coded all of my content with initiation, meaning the second you buy, there is an opportunity for you to start being initiated. And I cannot tell you, I've had so many women reach out to me after they've purchased something of mine saying that they made the money back or made it back times 10 or this lined up or this thing happened. Now, I can't promise that, obviously, but even my digital content is coded with initiation, right? Because it's from me and that is my energetic signature is to initiate. So, if you've been wanting to learn more about the feminine, deepen your embodiment with the front feminine, deepen practice with the feminine, this is for you. Okay. So, with that, my loves, I will see you soon. If you have any questions, please let me know. And if you're curious about whether or not, oh, you can find all the information. Jeez, oh man. In the magneticwoman.com/academy. And if you have questions about whether or not the academy is right for you, just send me a message on social media. That's going to be the quickest way for you to get an answer from me. All right, my loves, I'll see you soon.